From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A delay in passage of a key U.S. surveillance bill. The National Security Agency stopped collecting telephone data at midnight when the U.S. Senate failed to pass authorizing legislation. Supporters blamed Senator Rand Paul, a 2016 Republican presidential candidate, for the failure. Michael Bowman reports.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell argued for a temporary extension of the NSA's snooping abilities to no avail.
Allow the program to expire altogether without attempting to replace it in the face of growing, aggressive, and sophisticated threats. That's a totally unacceptable outcome.
The Senate will debate the bill through Tuesday. Should it pass unaltered, it would go to the White House for President Obama's signature. The bill has Mr. Obama's backing. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
A U.S. journalist held in Yemen has been released, but details of his detention remain unclear. The United States is vowing to free more Americans in the country. The U.S. State Department identified the reporter as Casey Combs. Iraqi officials say Islamic State militants drove a tank filled with explosives onto an Iraqi police base Monday, killing at least 37 people and injuring dozens more. The suicide bombing near Samarra targeted security forces and triggered another explosion in an ammunition depot on the base. A spokesman for Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza said Monday the government will consider a request from East African leaders to postpone this month's presidential election. The request to delay the vote by at least 6 weeks came after an emergency summit on Sunday. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of an American woman who was denied a job because she wears a Muslim headscarf. Samantha Eloff brought her legal case in 2008 when an Abercrombie & Fitch store in Oklahoma rejected her for employment. The assistant manager said she was qualified to be hired, but a manager decided the headscarf would violate the store's dress code. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry headed home today from Europe after breaking his leg in a bicycling accident. Kerry was hospitalized in Geneva, Switzerland after the accident Sunday. He will receive further treatment in Boston. Dozens of people were killed Monday in the Nigerian city of Onitsha when a fuel tanker exploded at a crowded bus terminal. Many people were injured. Red Cross officials say the tanker veered out of control, perhaps due to brake failure. UN human rights monitors say there is growing evidence of Russian military involvement in the war in Ukraine. They have released their 10th report on the situation in that country. The report comes shortly after two suspected Russian soldiers were captured in Ukraine. Lisa Schlein reports.
Russia denies its soldiers are fighting in eastern Ukraine, but UN Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights, Ivan Simonovich, says monitors who interviewed the Russian soldiers in private on May 21st reached a different conclusion.
There is increasing evidence that active servicemen from Russian Federation may be operating in Ukraine.
Simonovich says there also are reports of sophisticated heavy weaponry and fighters being supplied from the Russian Federation. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham of the southern state of South Carolina, an outspoken advocate for U.S. military intervention overseas, joined the crowded Republican field Monday, seeking the party's 2016 presidential nomination. Graham announced his bid in his hometown of Central, South Carolina.
Ronald Reagan's policy of peace through strength kept America safe during the Cold War. Remember those times? But I've come to conclude we will never enjoy peaceful coexistence with radical Islam.
Graham is the 9th Republican to announce his candidacy. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has pledged $18 million to help Vietnam buy American-made Coast Guard patrol boats to improve its maritime defense capabilities. Carter is in Vietnam to boost military ties. As part of that effort, he and his Vietnamese counterpart signed a vision statement Monday to guide the expansion of bilateral cooperation. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.